We've looked at Matthew, Mark and Luke, and there's a synoptic problem which I want to go through in about 5 minutes, just to make you aware of. It was part of the college but just to make you aware of. The word synoptic means with the same eye or seeing the same things together. It's like those three, four girls at the back, Julie, I can't think of the other two names, Jill, Linda, Anne, Frances, Tina, Henry. I know that's a boy's name, isn't it? Well, anyway, it's like those four getting together. Okay, so let's call Tina Matthew. Okay, let's call Anne Mark. Let's call Linda Luke. And let's call Julie John. That's quite nice, actually. Julie John. Okay, so let's think that they are the four apostles. Try with your best imagination to try and think that they are four apostles. I know it's difficult. But these four people, the word synoptic would mean that those three, and I notice Julia is sitting away from them, so well done, Julie, that makes this example really good. It's because those three there are see things together. And Matthew, Mark and Luke, you three, you saw basically the story of Jesus very much in the same way. So when you recorded your little book, when you wrote a story about Jesus, you three seem very much to be on the same wavelength. Even the order of your material, very much the same. If you want to know something and you can't find it, head for Matthew, Mark and Luke. Head for you three, because you're very much the same taste. You told the sayings of Jesus. You even used many of the same words. Did you know that? Often, if you read Matthew, you can go straight to Mark, Luke, and get exactly. It's almost as if you had your computer and you copied and pasted. And for this reason, you three are called the synoptic gospels. Because you three see things very much together. Yeah, together. Very much together. But Julie, John, sees very things differently. She sees things completely differently. And really, on the other hand, the Gospel of John sometimes resembles the three Gospels. It tells the story of Jesus, but much in significantly different ways. It's almost if Julie saying, well, you three, you've got together and you've written the stories there, but listen, I'm going to write my story in a completely different way. And that is why we get John's Gospel, which is so totally different to anyone else's Gospel. And we went into that the last time. And that, though, has caused a problem with theologians and historians and all those other type of people who say, you think the Gospels are authentic, but listen, there's a problem here. Matthew, Mark and Luke, they seem to really have hit it off together. But this guy, John, well, he tells a completely different story to Jesus. But is that unusual? You see, if I was to tell, well, Kevin's a fisherman, so if we were to tell Kevin a story, I'll guarantee it'll be like that by the time he tells it to the next person. But you've heard of Chinese whispers, haven't you? If I whispered something to Mary's ear now, by the time it got round to Simon, it would not be the completely same story, and there's only a few of you here this evening. But it's true, isn't it? It's true, isn't it? If you all went to the pictures and I asked you to come back and tell me the film, I reckon most of you would come back and tell me something different about that movie. Wouldn't you? So why are we surprised that Julie is completely different to Linda, Anne and Tina? I don't see the problem there. But you see, differences can be understood in terms of their relationships between the Gospels, which is the reason John is not included in the synoptic problem. Because what they said was, all the facts about Jesus were so well organized, memorized and repeated over and over again before they were written down. In other words, you three, you got together and you memorized it and then wrote it down so that you were all very much together on the three things. And this is what people have been saying about our Gospels. They realize that your stories are very, very similar. And so the way they get around it is to say that you just memorized it, wrote it down and repeated something over and over and over again. But one thing they forget is the power of the Holy Spirit. The one thing that, although you three are very familiar, similar, is the fact the anointing of the Holy Spirit is in every part of Scripture. We are not to get hung up because Matthew and Mark and Luke are very much similar. But John is completely and utterly, at times, very much different. It is just a refreshing look. Some people had a great problem is that they said, no, what happened was, is that Matthew and Mark got together, and when they got together, they both of them decided they were going to copy Luke's version. And so it's been a problem for some people. They try and get round the scriptures, and they simply said, no. The Gospels, these Gospels, they're not completely true. Two of them copy from one. And then some said Matthew and Luke copied Mark's, and another source called Q. There were a lot of people writing down a lot of scriptures. For instance, there's a book of Enoch, isn't there? The Bible says there's a book of Enoch. There's a book of Asher. So we know there are other things that we're not putting in the scriptures. There's loads of books not actually in the scriptures which were written. But when the council got together, these are the scriptures that they believed God wanted to put in his holy word. So we know there are lots of other sources material. I bet Paul wrote many other letters than what's included in the scriptures. And all of this stuff is called Q. It's called Q. And some people said, no, fragments of stories were disorganized about Jesus and they were passed down one to another. Chinese whispers sort of thing. My friend, I want to tell you, there is no synoptic problem. Because the Bible says that all scripture is written by God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's profitable for instruction and correction. I want to tell you that right now, that all scripture, I don't care whether Matthew, Mark, and Luke did get together. I don't care whether two copied from one copied from two, or whether they added some source in from some other person. I don't know. All this I do know, that if it's in the Bible, I can guarantee it is the Word of God. And it's not diluted. And we need to stand on it. And stop being persuaded by learned men. Because they're not learned. Because they're far from the truth. Anyone who does not believe anything that is written in the scriptures, he's not a wise man, he's a foolish man. I want to tell you something. I'd rather put my life on every word that's in this scripture than hang on to any philosopher that lives in this world today. I'd rather count on this word than any politician in this world today. I want to tell you something. In 2,000 years' time, this word will still be reigning on high. When all other philosophies, when all other religions, when all other things are dead and gone, this will still be standing. Because the Bible says that his word shall abide forever. But if you come across this synoptic problem, that's what they're saying. Two copied from one, three got together and collaborated. John was completely off on his own. Well, their things may be true, my friend. The one ingredient they never talk about is the Holy Spirit. And that is the drawing a diagram that they basically say. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there you are, all three together. It doesn't matter which way you look at that diagram, with another source called Q. And that is the synoptic problem in a nutshell.